Well, good afternoon. This is NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm John DeShazer, senior writer, and we are here with Adrian Peterson, the Saints' latest addition in free agency. And Adrian, first, is it AP or AD? Because we've gotten both now. Which one is it?
I'll accept both, but okay. AD.
Okay, AD. Yeah. You know we already have an AD here, so you guys are going to have to thumb wrestle over that or something. You know, we already have one.
You know, I think I'm older than him, so I'm the original AD.
Okay, all right. We'll go with that. We'll go with that. So, free agency, there had to be some attractive destinations for you. What made the Saints the most attractive destination?
Yeah, there was definitely a couple destinations for me that I was deciding between. But here in New Orleans, once I came and had my visit and, you know, I had the opportunity to meet with Mickey and Coach, you know, Joel Thomas and Coach Payton and just get a feel for just the city and just the people in building, it just felt right for me. You know, pretty much what it came down to was just the love that I felt from everyone. You know, understanding that I would be able to come into a great situation with where the Saints are headed. Another thing that really attracted me was the play of the offensive line. You know, I love to see guys up front getting things done. You know, great receiver core. You know, some young guys that really, you know, put up some big numbers, and you know, they don't shy away from blocking as well. And then, you know, of course, Drew Brees. You know, who, you know, he was like the cherry on top. You know, but you know, I felt good about the trip. You know, once I found out they was interested. You know, told my wife, and you know, her face just lit up initially. And then once I came back and we was able to kind of talk about how the visit went, she was just pretty much confirmation for me.
You know, you mentioned this offense, and you've been a guy who in Minnesota has played against, you know, 7-8 in the box.
Yeah.
This offense might offer something a little bit different. Did that make it even more attractive to have an offense as balanced as this offense can be?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think last year they finished maybe, was it 14 or 16 in rushing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, number one in passing, you know, yards per game. I think number two total offense yards as well. And number one in scoring. Yeah, so, you know, that was something that was very attractive, of course. You know, it's like you pick your poison. You know, either you stack the boxes to try to stop the run, or, you know, you let Drew Brees do what he does when, you know, there's only 7 men in the box. So that was something that that ran through my mind a lot.
You know, speaking of Drew, the active leading passing total, active leading yardage total in the NFL, you're the leading active rusher in the NFL. So the Saints have those two guys in common. But with Drew, you haven't played with a quarterback with his credentials. Mm-hmm. What was that feeling like? How much did that play into it?
That played a big role into it as well. You know, finally being behind a guy that's established. You know, he's been there, done that. You know, a Hall of Fame quarterback, and indeed. You know, so I had that experience for like 2 years with Brett Favre. And, you know, you look at some of my numbers for receiving, you know, it's like 450 yards, for about a little over 400 yards. Just I was able to just do more as a whole player, you know. So that was something that I was interested in as well. So I'm just excited, man. I'm excited just to start this journey and see where things lead us.
Yeah. Now, Adrian, you're 32, mm-hmm. and yet everyone says you keep yourself in phenomenal shape. So I guess the question begs is, how much do you feel like you have left? The Saints signed you to a 2-year contract, and they say they fully expect you to play those 2 years at least.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel like I have – I honestly feel I could play until I was 40. And that's just not me talking. You know, mentally, I feel like I can do that, and physically as well. I don't know if I would want to do that. Mm-hmm. A good 5-6 years solid, I know I can play at a high level.
Now, you were injured last year. Where are you in that process right now?
I'm fully recovered. You know, I tell, you know, people ask me that all the time, and I'm just like, you know, I came back week 14, three months after that surgery, you know, and I was healthy then, you know. So those last 2 weeks, I took off, you know, just allowed my body just to recover and just heal up from some of the small things that were taking place. But I'm 100% ready to roll.
What's the expectation of your role here? You've always been the guy that the offense was centered around. Now here you're working with Drew Brees as your quarterback, probably splitting some carries with Mark Ingram. But what's your expectation of your role here?
Just come in and give him all I got, you know. So whenever I'm out there, just put myself, you know, making sure that I'm prepared and, you know, I'm making plays when I get the ball in my hand, you know, so that's all I'm expecting.
How much fresher can you be, or will you be, I guess, with a reduced carry load?
You know, anytime you got a guy like Martin Ingram, you know, and I love his style and how he runs the ball, physical back. But anytime you have, you know, guys where you're splitting carries, your body going to be fresher, you know, so that's nothing but a perk.
For you, this is different, though. First time you hadn't been the featured back, I guess, since what? Maybe first time ever. What's the mentality, though? Do you still go in with the mentality of I'm the featured back anyway? I mean, you know, what's the mentality that you take going into it?
Yeah, definitely. That's the mentality that I have. You know, when you want to be the greatest to ever do it, you know, you can't picture yourself being behind someone else. And that's not a knock on anyone, you know, in our running back room. I would tell them that they need to think the same. You know, if you're not, you're cheating yourself. So that's the mentality I have, and it's not changing. You know, I work extremely hard to be able to go out and perform the way that I perform. You know, so that hasn't stopped, and you know, my mindset won't change.
Now, the Saints' deficiency, unfortunately, has been defensively these last couple of years. Mm-hmm. How much does a good running game help the defense?
It helps out a lot. And that's one thing that I did a lot of research, you know, in making this decision. And that was something that stood out to me. You know, I was like, well, I feel like if New Orleans offensively would have been able to, you know, be more consistent in the run game, and maybe that's handing off a little more, because Mark did well, you know, that drains the clock. You know, I'm used to that. I'm used to playing ball like that. Coming from Minnesota for 10 years and, you know, playing guys like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and seeing how that limit their offensive snaps, you know. So that plays a big role. And then defensively, you kind of get on those guys a little bit too. You know, I was able to see that there was injuries, you know, early on. And, you know, that plays a big role.
In Minnesota, one of the things they did to keep you fresh was, you know, the lack of work in training camp. Not necessarily lack of work, but not preseason games. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be something similar here, or do you feel like you might need to participate to kind of get all the P's and Q's down with the offense?
I think that's a bridge across when we get there, but I feel like playing in the preseason would be a little beneficial to me. You know, I actually talked about it last year with my previous coach, and just kind of decided against it that third preseason game. But I think getting out there and, you know, running around with, you know, it's a fresh start for me. You know, so it'll be good to get out there and see how things go.
Okay, first game out of the box Monday night in Minnesota. I know it's a little difficult to figure out how it's going to feel now, but just the thought of it, what comes to mind?
Revenge. God forgive me, but no revenge. It'll be, it's going to be exciting. You know, it's just ironic. When the schedule came out and I seen that, I was like, wow, you know, this is pretty much meant to be. But, you know, so many great memories down there in Minnesota, great fan base. You know, they supported me through everything throughout my career. So just to embrace the love once I get there, would be exciting, and I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to going against my defensive guys that, you know, that I've been practicing against for so long, hearing them yak about you couldn't do this against me.
Could they hit you?
No. Everson Griffin, him and Chad Greenway, Chad was, I think he was in a year before me. So those are the only guys that kind of hit me, but we were on the same page. They didn't take it too far, I didn't take it too far. But it's going to be fun to go against those guys so I can let them know. You know, when I was doing that talking, telling them, hey, I hit you guys for 150 or 200 yards, that I wasn't just, I wasn't just talking. They'll see.
Do you even know where the visitor's locker room is?
I don't.
So we'll get you out of here on this. One last thing. What do you have to say for the Saints fans? Because you played here before in playoff games. Mm-hmm. You've seen that atmosphere in the Superdome. I guess what would your message be to Saints fans for this season?
Oh, man, I'm just excited to be here, to be a part of the Who That Nation. I remember that, of course, that 2009 game and the fans, wow, bananas in there. So I'm looking forward to the energy that they bring, to our home games and when we travel, and just let the fans know I'm going to give you everything I have. I'm a guy that you will be able to count on, that when I step on that field, I'm letting it all out on the line for my teammates and for you guys as well.
Folks, that's Adrian Peterson, the original AD. This is NewOrleansSaints.com.